The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
U.S. Customs and Border Protection officials say one of their canines discovered nearly $60,000 worth of drugs wrapped in breakfast burritos.
Oh, it's burrito day, too.
Yeah.
What kind of drugs?
Fentanyl.
Oh, yeah.
Don't bite into that.
I love a good fentanyl burrito.
He had 5 pounds of fentanyl hidden in his burritos. Now, that is amazing to me that a dog can pick out fentanyl out of your burrito.
Don't you wonder what a dog can smell normally walking around the house?
I don't like to think of it.
I know, because...
But to the dog, it's normal.
I know, it is. Mm-hmm. It is. Yeah. They don't realize they're smelling everything horrible ever, you know, but their senses are so much better than ours.
Yes.
I mean, a dog could have told Todd was going to crap himself a couple breaks ago ahead of time.
Mm-hmm. Watch out, dude.
And he could have warned Todd, hey, Todd, you're going to go. You're going to blow.
Well, if you think about all the animal senses... Like a bird. A hawk can be circling hundreds of feet above, and they can spot a mouse down there, make a dive, and pick it off. Because you know what? All of their brain is probably going to optics.
Yeah, they're not sitting around thinking about the meaning of life.
Yeah.
A good point.
Well, that and the physical structure is different as well.
They're not worried about school.
I'm even amazed at like the dog's hearing. You know, the dog, even they can hear it. Like, my dog will be outside, windows closed, doors closed, and if she's doing something dumb, I'll holler at her. She'll hear me. Her head will turn around and look.
Right. Yeah, the door's open. Dogs are in the backyard, and I hit the ice machine.
Mm-hmm.
They love ice. They all come a running. They hear it from miles away.
You break out the fentanyl, they come running too. I've seen that.
Sure.
When you break out the peanut butter jar, they run away.
But I think the way they train...
Fentanyl burrito night is fun at Todd's house.
The drug dogs...
I'm there.
They are trained to sniff out specific drugs.
I know, specific.
They're
I know.
Trained to just sniff out drugs in general.
Yeah, I don't know. Is it true?
Yeah, no, that's true.
So weed and fentanyl are the same thing? Dr. Mina says it is.
Well, weed, fentanyl, coke...
Do they? I thought they were special coke dogs compared to pot dogs.
They're not specialized. They're just drug dogs. And they've had to retire. A lot of these states that have gone with the legal marijuana have had to retire the drug dogs.
One of my favorite Family Guys was when Brian became a coke sniffing dog and liked it too much.
And then just became a coke junkie.
He became a cokehead, right.
Now, I'm always amazed by the ones that can sniff out diseases and things like
that. Yeah,
that's
a cool one, Like, there's diabetic ones,
There's cats.
Get some of a fat blood dog there, Nick.
Yeah.
You can tell when your blood's getting fat.
Well, he'd just be going nuts all the time then.
Yeah, I need that all day. Hey, your blood's still fat, dude. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, because didn't you report earlier, Craig, on COVID-sniffing dogs? There's cancer-sniffing dogs.
Yep. There's diabetic ones, right?
You smell like herpes.
Right,
I can see how they could do that in the burrito, because in a burrito, if there was, like, cilantro in there, you could be like, oh, is that cilantro?
Right.
It wouldn't be, like, the whole burrito.
Yeah. No, it's fentanyl.
You had to sprinkle that on. You're going to die.
Yeah.
You know, fentanyl's $1.50 extra. Yes, I know. Yeah. I still want it.
Right.
Yeah, and dogs can sense like these, you know, the comfort dogs or the trained dogs. You know, when somebody's about to have an episode, a PTSD episode, they can sense that and wake them up beforehand.
Well, they find something appealing in turds and buttholes.
In the morning, they do, by the way.
Well, they've got a lot of information there.
They do.
Yeah.
There's a lot of information that they can glean.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I got one dog that's a turd eater.
Oh, God. other people's, too? Other
dogs? No. I don't think they're particular. Just other dogs.
I was just getting ready to say how great dogs are, and we don't deserve them. He's a turd eater. Yeah,
from way back.
That's why Christy is pretty diligent about picking up the backyard. She does it every day.
Yeah, because the dog eats turds and it licks your face. Oh, okay. It's gross.
Does he eat regular food, too?
Yeah.
No, they just throw it in the bowl right there.
He just
I'm getting a little sick to my stomach right now.
Or she, yeah, just but likes a supplement with a turd.
I'm going to hurl, and the buyer hurl, Nick's going to hurl.
Well, with the number of dogs and the size of those dogs, you would almost have to pick up the turds daily. I mean,
or hourly.
It would overtake the backyard very quickly.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes it's twice a day. Our buddy Jorge has a decent point here. All dogs are drug-sniffing dogs. The trick is to get them to snitch.
Excellent
good point.
Right. They all smell the drugs.
Teach them the narc.
Some of them give you up.
Right.
Some dogs are cool, man.
Would be funny to have one in your house, and because like it'd be perfect time. You trained one years to snitch, and just whoever shows in your house, you know, is packing.
Well, generally the
I know he's holding. You're holding, aren't you?
Generally, the sign is they sit down when there's.
Oh,
when,
yeah.
So this if it was at Todd's house, the dog would just never move.
He'd be sitting.
He'd be sitting there for its entire life.
Right by my stash.
I was in one
maybe
of those,
camp there.
Yeah,
I was in one of those circle around lines to go. At the airport in Tampa years ago, the kids were small, and we're stuck in the line, you know, it's back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, and I see a guy with a drug dog up front, and he's just slowly going up and down the line. So, of course, I'm not holding or anything because I'm just a dad with kids, but I see a bunch of younger people in front of me. I'm thinking, oh, somebody is peeing their pants big time right now.
Yeah.
And that guy walks slowly by everybody with that dog. It didn't stop when I was there, but I'm thinking, yeah, somebody's probably walking down the ramp and goes, I got to go pee.
I'll catch the next one.
I forgot my keys.
Exactly.
I don't see them doing that at domestic stuff. Was that international?
No, it was domestic. It was Tampa to Atlanta,
oh,
basically.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it was random, but it was still, you know.
Probably sniffing for explosives.
It might have been,
could
Craig.
Be. Probably.
It might have been. You're probably,
probably
right,
in
was,
that case.
Yeah, it was after 9/11, obviously, right?
But the last time I've seen dogs at the airport, we were in Chile. Yeah.
If you got a bag of your weed in your ass, can they smell that?
Why you ask?
Well, if they can smell it through a burrito.
They can smell it through your ass. Right through the balloon knot, they can smell that bear.
I think Nick's right. He didn't put enough toppings on his burrito.
Yeah.
He needs some seasoning and some cilantro. Just something to throw their scent off.
I sincerely doubt that's the case, because that's why they put them in there in the first place.
Yeah, it's a fentanyl dog.
They were thinking about that sort of thing.
They can smell just a hint of fentanyl?
That's all we can guess from that story.
We should train dogs to find out if you're vaccinated, and then they attack people that aren't. Not right away, because everybody's not vaccinated, but 6-8 months from now. If you're not vaccinated, dogs will randomly attack you.
A roaming pack of street dogs?
That's it.
I hope that you started to celebrate last night.
All beer night.
Yeah, oh, today is National Beer Day.
I believe we may actually be getting some dropped off today because of that.
National Beer's Eve was last night.
That's right. Today is National Beer Day.
Cool.
Are we going to get some of that Taco Vesa?
I got the free stuff is what's coming.
It's free. We like
I don't know.
All of it.
Yeah,
but I particularly like the Taco Vesa.
I like that.
A really good beer.
I like the Storm Ale.
Yeah.
The Pils is good.
Yeah,
really good. Yeah,
I really like that stuff. Yeah.
Nebraska Brewing Company, by the way.
Right. So National Beer Day is celebrated for those who did not get the history lesson yesterday. National Beer Day, celebrated on the anniversary of the date that beer once again began being served in 1933 after 13 years of prohibition. They said that we could drink the 3-2 beer.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, now during Prohibition.
Until December, when Prohibition was officially lifted.
You think there were a lot of people making beer, or were they more into making moonshine during Prohibition?
We'd have to talk to somebody really old.
Yeah, I've heard of, like, bathtub gin. I've never heard of, like, bathtub ale.
Yeah,
you didn't hear
a lot about homebrew back in the day. You heard a lot about moonshine and bathtub gin and things like
that. That's a good point.
Well, if you're going to make something, you may as well make it strong.
You're going to make it strong. You sold more of it that way, right? People wanted to get wasted right away. That's why the moonshine was huge. We got some moonshine in there, right? Still?
Yeah. Yes, we do.
Yeah. In an authentic mason jar.
Right. You would just have to get blasted. If all you had was gin, hey, man, want to come over for a gin?
Yeah.
Like, let's grab a beer.
Yeah.
Let's have a giant cup of gin.
A giant cup of gin, you're right. Well, it was a depression, so you're going to drink what they give you, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm depressed. What should you have? Bunch of gin.
Right. And you're going to drink with a purpose.
Right.
Made in the bathtub. It'd be just like errant pubes floating around in the gin.
Yeah, but you're grateful. If you're making alcohol in the bathtub, you are damn grateful when it's done.
I think you actually clean the bathtub out, though.
Some people.
Oh, yeah.
From the errant pubes. Yeah. Well, you call it. That's the brand name. Errant pube pubes gin.
All right. We're just going to pretend like this is your wife's pube.
Yeah.
Beginning in the 9th century in Germany, hops began being introduced into beer. Standards were set up for beer, and it began being mass-produced. The 1516 Beer Purity Law said a certain level of quality must be met for German beer. All beer could only be made with water, hops, malted barley, malted wheat, and yeast. In the 1800s, a gentleman named Louis Pasteur...
That's right.
Discovered the role of yeast in the fermentation process as well as pasteurization.
Right.
Soon came along automatic bottling, commercial refrigeration, and railroads.
Yeah.
Science.
Yeah, science got
us. Science makes your beer.
Yeah.
They really changed the world.
Yeah.
If beer wasn't portable.
Oh, yeah. For the better, by the way.
Yeah. And, like, milk and stuff, too, you know.
Yeah, there's that.
Yeah, whatever.
When did beer makers begin putting too many hops in their beer?
That is that crap you mean.
Well, when they wanted to
take
it to
India. When guys started wearing
man
buns, you know.
Yeah, when they wanted to go to India.
Yeah.
When they wanted to take it to India,
right.
Hence the name India Pale Ale.
Yes, yeah.
People get upset when you don't like that beer.
I hate it.
They'll be like, somebody be like, here, try this. I don't really like pale ales. They'll be like, oh, this one's different. I'm like, no, I'm fine.
Yeah.
That was so it would keep
I don't care
better,
if you like
right?
it. I just don't like it. What?
Because it had to be transported a long way.
That's why, yeah.
They put extra hops in it so it would keep better.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
And then for some reason, they hung on to that.
Right.
And I was okay with pale ale for a while, but I just got burned out real quick.
Right. Some of them are super pale or hoppy or whatever. I've had people like, get offended that I wouldn't like take a beer from them. You have more beer then.
Yeah.
Like, I'll just drink this one. You keep that beer. You like that. It's
yeah,
fine.
Yeah, I never got
I'm
that.
I'm going to take
with
three sips and pretend to like it and dump half of it out when you turn around.
I don't care what you drink.
Well, there's plenty of them out there. If you find what you like, just stick with it. That's fine.
But Nick's right. Don't force it on people.
Yeah, if you're one of those. What reference did I hear on Shameless the other night? Oh, he called a guy with a man bun a knothead. Because there were hipsters hanging outside the bar.
Well, there's
a few knotheads waiting to come in.
That Jim Beam commercial is perfect. There's a guy, these two fat guys in beards saying, you got to try the hops. It's really filling. And then some two or three other, you know, stereotypical crap beer people are sitting in this bar. And the guy goes, now give me the Jim Beam. You know?
I think one of the last times I actually sat at a bar and drank was with you at Steamboat Springs.
God.
And the lady asked me, well, what do you want? And I said, do you have not a pale ale? And she did have not a pale ale. So that was my choice. But I'm fine if you drink the pale ale.
There used to be a bar in this town that, one of those places had a bunch of taps, like maybe, 60 taps at least. And the guy there was listening to the show, and I'd sit there with my wife, because bands used to play there. It's since closed. But... he'd say, hey, you got to try this. So he'd give me a little glass, and he knew me, and I'd take the sip. He saw my face. He goes, okay, you don't like that, do you? I said, nope. Nope, that's peanut butter, porter, chocolate. Nope, don't want it. Yeah. But thanks for the offer.
My brother-in-law drinks beer like that. He'll be like, oh, look, do you want to try this raspberry cupcake style? I'll be like, what?
No,
I don't.
First of all, too many calories, too fatting, and tastes like ass. But you're right, people are into that. And Nebraska Brewing Company's going to bring up some great beer in a second. They make a lot of great beer.
I'll be like, it tastes like a cupcake.
I think there are kegs that go undrank in those people places.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's like, oh, nobody likes this.
Yeah. But you got to try it. So, you know, that's how you find new ones. Right. Is you try to make it. No, this one sucks.
Right, but
that
raspberry cupcake's got to suck ass.
But if you got 60 different varieties, there's got to be some of them that really aren't selling.
Nobody drinks it, right?
I used to cook at a German restaurant, and the beer there was incredible.
Yeah, I'm getting better. All
on tapped. Yeah.
You know, to make up for the crappy food.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, you were cooking?
Try the schnitzel, but get hammered first.
Oh, so many breaded pork cutlets.
This goes good with sauerkraut.
Breaded pork cutlet. Holy crap, that sounds horrible.
That's the schnitzel. Yeah.
I know it is.
Man, pounded a lot of those.
Yeah, I grew up on the German food.
Me too.
If I don't eat any more German food for the rest of my life, I'm fine.
Yeah, I drank a lot more of the beer than...
Pounding the schnitzel last night.
It gets messy.
Look at that, Jim. You can come in. Right. Todd's in the studio now.
I just got a text from the beer drop-off guy. Yeah. He's going to swing back and get rid of the pale ales.
No, that's Todd. You guys will drink that. You drink that, puss, the pale ale.
So he's going to be a little later.
Yeah. That's funny.
That is funny.
I like the Pilsner better myself than the pale ale.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
A man with nearly 100 arrests is being arrested again, this time for stealing a moped. 46-year-old guy in Honolulu stopped for not having his taillights on. And then they figured out that this guy has been arrested 88 times previously, 12 felonies, 58 misdemeanors, and 18 petty misdemeanors.
You know, the arrest thing is weird because there's stuff on Facebook always out there, you know, 20, 30 things, 10 things, depending on what the list is. You get a point for everyone you did in your life. And that's one thing, I was never actually arrested. And I always get mad I can't check that one off. I can check off
a lot of
a lot of the bad stuff on there. I mean, a lot of it, there's a ticket. Ticket, skipped school, got drunk, did drugs. I mean, pretty much everyone you've done. I mean, I haven't once in a while skydiving's on there. You could have clicked that off. One of them is always arrested. One of them, you ever been detention or suspended? I had detention. I don't think I was ever suspended.
See, that one, I got suspended at work once, so I count
no,
that.
No, that doesn't count.
Oh, doesn't?
It says school suspension.
Oh, okay. Well, it just says, have you ever been suspended? Yes.
No, they meant school.
Yes, I have.
Well, you got to go to school and get suspended.
But you've been arrested, so you got that going for you.
Yeah, but I don't have the felony.
They don't say felony. It just says been arrested. Most of them just say arrested.
There's some lists that...
I just had that list.
I think you get a lot of points for a felony.
Well, this one's just 1 point each.
Yeah, getting busted for a felony?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah,
you can get arrested quick if you wanted.
I don't want to now, but when I look at it, I look at it like, I wish, just because of those lists, I want to check that off, because I could almost get 20.
The weekend is coming, man.
I don't want to get arrested now.
That's not the point. Go ahead. Just so you can check it off.
Yeah, I want to keep my job.
You've ridden a horse?
I rode a horse. That's on. Do you have the list in front of you? The one's going around now. There's like 20 of them.
Oh, there's a million different.
I know, but there's one, this current one. Yeah, I've ridden a horse, so I can crack that.
And I kind of think it would be a bad idea to award more points for worse crimes. I don't know if you want to incentivize people there.
Well, you don't get anything. Yeah.
There's no prizes involved.
Yeah, right.
They just want to check how much of a badass you are.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. You ever gotten handy on a school bus?
That's not on there, but you know, by somebody else, you mean?
Yeah. Right.
You got a story, Nick?
I was in the marching band.
Yeah.
We had to take the bus to places.
Yeah.
What was his name?
He was third chair, right? Yeah. And then I can't remember the other ones. I wish I had a list in front of me. Because I think I was 17. It was like 20 on this one, and I think I had 16.
I see. Skinny dipping.
I think I had 16.
That one.
One was a tattoo. I don't have a tattoo yet, so that's always on there. Arresting tattoos, ones I don't...
And the one that pisses me off...
Skydiving one.
Is one of the things on the list is giving birth. Well, we can't do that.
I've never seen that one,
right.
Really. Okay, that doesn't count.
Right, I'd like to be able to check them all, but yeah. Not physically built to give birth.
Knocking somebody up should be on there, too. We've done that.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, I just Googled this.
Good. Is the most recent one?
There's hundreds
I know
of
there
them.
Is this 20?
There's 20 on this list that I'm looking at here. And skipped school.
Yes.
Broken a bone.
I actually never broke a bone. I hurt myself pretty bad, but I never broke a bone.
Pussy.
Fired a gun.
Yes, I have done that.
At a fridge.
That's not on there.
That was 3B. Done drugs.
Yes.
Been in a limo.
Yes.
Gotten a tattoo.
No.
Ridden a horse.
Yes.
Sung karaoke.
Yes.
Gotten a ticket.
Yes.
Been arrested.
No.
Gone zip lining.
No, I haven't done that yet. It's pretty cool.
Been on TV.
Yes.
Been on a cruise.
No.
Gotten a piercing.
Yes.
Smoked.
Yes.
Met a celebrity.
We are celebrities.
Sure. Been skydiving.
Yeah, we've met celebrities before. I haven't skydived. That's it.
Had a one-night stand.
Yeah, plenty.
You only get 1 point.
Yeah. Oh, damn it.
Skinny dipping.
Yes.
Been drunk.
Yes.
So, yeah, you missed out on, like, what, 4 or 5 of those?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. I have no intention ever of zip lining.
I've done that.
I think it looks pretty cool.
It looks okay.
You afraid it's going to fall?
No, it just seems all touristy.
Well,
it just seems way too touristy.
It goes through jungles. I think it looks cool in those areas.
Absolutely.
Not jungle. I don't mean zip lining it just in an amusement park. I'm talking going through jungles.
I see one.
Yeah, in the woods.
There's one set up, and it's right along the interstate.
Yeah,
that's
different.
Into the mountains of Colorado, and it's like, oh, I want a zip line and look at Interstate 70.
No, the jungle one. You do the jungle one.
Yeah, that looks kind of cool.
Some that are in the woods. Yeah, the one going down Fremont Street in Vegas, like, that's dumb.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah. There's a great South Park episode about zip lining and all the safety meetings and just the touristy crap that you have to go through for 2 minutes of fun.
Yeah, I'm looking at a list here. There's a whole bunch of, like in Costa Rica and Puerto Rico. Haiti Belize. Yeah.
And you wouldn't hit a pole, Todd, either, at the end. There might not be a pole.
There is a giant pole at the end.
No desire.
Hold up the zip line.
A giant pole at the end.
If it was in some of those cool places, I'd go zip line.
Yeah, one of those.
Sure.
I know.
Because there's nothing else to do in Costa Rica. Let's go zip lining.
Zip lining through the jungle is part of what you do.
It would be fun.
Yeah.
No, you get on a boat and you fish.
All right.
That's dumb.
That's what you do.
That is
when
dumb.
You're in Costa Rica.
Sucks.
No.
Deep sea fishing sucks.
That's too touristy, by the way, fishing. Everybody does it.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
It's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.